What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are one more again. Another woman has found herself on the termination train bound for the underworld. Gentlemen, once again, I told you there was going to be a serious uptick in middle-aged up to elderly men putting on the mask. And here we have another one. Now, this article was published on the 24th of May. Knoxville man charged with second-degree termination after his wife was found deleted. Another case of no more wife, no more strife. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Knoxville man was arrested and charged after his wife was found deleted outside of a Jefferson Avenue home Saturday evening, the Knoxville Police Department said. Shervon Johnson, 53, faces charges including second-degree termination and being a convicted felon in possession of a weapon, police said. At around 5:30 p.m. Saturday, officers went to the backyard of a home on the 2700 block of Jefferson Avenue where Lakeisha Johnson, 52, was found deleted from an apparent gunshot wound, police said. After reviewing security footage, investigators said that the victim's husband, Shervon, was the suspect. Officers learned that Shervon was likely on Ball Camp Road. Community Engagement Response Team officers went to the location just before midnight and took him into custody, according to the KPD. Police are still investigating the circumstances around the incident, they said Sunday morning. According to court records, days before the victim's demise, she texted family members to say that if anything happened, her husband did it. Court records said that law enforcement believes Shervon Johnson disabled all the cameras around the home before he fled. Well. I must say, there's one thing that truly stands out about this short HMT. The fact that she texted her family members saying that if anything happened to her, that he did it. Now, why would she do that? I can already say, more than likely, she was definitely antagonizing this man. Now, why would she be married to a felon? Of all men that she could marry, she married a felon. Now, let's just go ahead and go, possibly, she married him before he became a felon. Now, if she married him after he was a felon. Yeah. That would be one of those, as our esteemed brother, the line of MGTOW, would say, hibristophiliac specials. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of women who, in fact, decide they want to be with felons. Why? Because that felon proved to be a menace to society. However, they like him being a menace to society until he becomes a menace to her. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their backyard. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5. Psychological impact. Nobody else was around, so we're going to give that the standard 40 for the cops finding the carcass. And for the brutality factor. Didn't seem like he shot her multiple times. More like a one and done. So I'm going to give that a 15. So, Siobhan the Shooter Johnson gets a score of 70. Once again, where was this famous women's intuition? Instead of texting family members to point the finger at him, how come she didn't just leave? Yeah. See, this is where I say more than likely she was the architect of her own demise, because more than likely she was still antagonizing that man, believing, oh, you're a felon. You can't really do anything. I got you under my thumb. However, he decided, oh, okay, all right. You want to become the bane of my life? Yeah, time to get rid of you as my wife. Once again, gentlemen, no wife, no strife. And he decided, yep, the mask goes on. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there that love felons, believing that just because a man is a felon, that somehow you can control him by way of the system, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that him being a felon grants you, that will go out. Once again, feminism and the idea of using the legal system as a proxy violence system against the man that you're in a relationship with, that's going to go out right along with it. Because one thing about felons, they've already been under 3 hots and a cop retirement plan. They just got out. However, they have no problems going back in. It's called recidivism, ladies. Look it up. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.